And we'll begin reading in verse 7.
我们从十一章的第七节。
This is Palm Sunday. Sorry.
今天是中基主日。
On this day, Jesus entered Jerusalem and then entered into the temple.
那在这一天里面，主耶稣他来到了耶路撒冷。
God was returning to his house.
那神回到了他的回到了他的圣殿。
Let's begin reading in Mark chapter 11, verse 7.
那我们来念马可福音第十一章第七节开始。
They brought the colt to Jesus and put their coats on it, and he sat on it.
他们把驴驹牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。
And many spread their coats in the road, and others spread leafy branches which they had cut from the fields.
有许多人把衣服铺在路上，也有人把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上。
Those who went in front and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
前行后随的人都喊着说，何塞纳，奉主名来的是应当称颂。
Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David, Hosanna in the highest.
那将要来到我主大卫之国的是应当称颂，高高在上的后塞纳。
Jesus entered Jerusalem and came into the temple, and after looking around at everything, he left for Bethany with the 12, since it was already late.
耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚，就和十二门徒出城。
This scripture is a fulfillment of Psalm 118, verses 22 through 26.
那这段经文就是来实现在诗歌里面诗篇118篇的22到26之间写的。
In those verses, the people shout, "Save us," which in Hebrew is Hosanna.
那在那个经文里面，希伯来人他们用希伯来语在说何塞纳，那就是在用希伯来语说救我，拯救我们，那用希伯来语就是何塞纳。
And those verses also say that the stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
在那他们也说到，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
And so this morning we'll be looking at Jesus entering into the temple and looking for fruit from his people.
所以今天我们就来解读耶稣他进入了圣殿，他在寻找神样的果实。
But I want you to notice in verse 10, it says, Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David.
那我想要在这里指出的就是第十节，那将要来到的我主大卫之国。
It's important that we have an understanding of the kingdom of God to understand this passage.
那我们先要来理解什么是神的国，才能来理解这句话。
Paul wrote that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
那保罗写到的神之国，那就是有义的 peace,
righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
平安、公义、喜乐在神里面。
In God's kingdom, the righteousness, the peace, and the joy come from Him.
在神之国里面，这些都来自于神。
So I want you to focus on three aspects of God's kingdom.
那我想希望大家能够注意神之国的三方面。
The first aspect is that God's kingdom is the domain over which God rules.
第一方面也就是神是如何来掌权。
God's rule is a rule of justice and righteousness.
神是以他的公正及以他的公义来掌权。
The second aspect of God's kingdom is that God is present in his kingdom.
第二方面，神在他的国度里面也有展现。
Our God is not a God who rules from afar.
神并不是在远处遥控。
God's presence brings joy. In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy.
神的同在带给我们喜悦，神的同在能够来完成这些事。
God dwells among his people and he walks with us.
神与我们同住，神与我们同行。
The third aspect of God's kingdom I want you to focus on is that in God's kingdom, everyone will know God.
第三方面，在神之国里面，每个人都认识神。
They will not merely know about God, but they will know him personally.
他们可能并不见到过神，但是他们都有一个人切到亲自认识神。
And so in God's kingdom, it is where he rules, it is where his presence is, and is where everyone there knows him.
那在神之国里面，所以在神之国里面，就是神掌权的地方，神与我们同在的地方，以及每个人都认识神。
And where everyone knows the Lord, there is peace.
当每个人都认识神的时候，那里就有平安。
Isaiah describes it like this. He says that the wolf will dwell with the lamb.
在以赛亚曾经说到过，狼会咬食羊。
The lion will eat straw like the ox. The lion will eat straw like the ox, or eat grass, the ox. I'm challenging. I'm afraid I challenge the interpreters. Sorry. It's in Isaiah 11, verse. I think that's about verse 7.
Okay. 豺狼必与绵羊同居，豹子与山羊同卧。
And this will happen, says that God says that there will be no harm on his holy mountain.
那神就这样说过，在他的圣山上面，只有和谐的。没有杀戮。
Because the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as waters cover the sea.
因为全地都有神的同在，全地都有他的同在。
So try to keep this picture of the kingdom in your mind.
那就让我们在脑海中有这样一幅神的国在图画在。
The righteousness and the peace and the joy of the kingdom come from God.
公义喜乐都来自于神。
Here Jesus is entering Jerusalem on a donkey.
在这里，那神是骑着一头驴驹进入了圣城。
This is the way a king would enter who was coming in peace.
这也是他进入平安的一种形式。
And so here comes the King of Peace to his people.
那这里，平安之神就来到了人民当中。
But when Jesus enters, he is looking for fruit from his people.
那神进入的时候，他就是在人群中寻找他要的果实。
Let's read in Mark chapter 11.
那我们来看一下马可福音十一章。
And we'll begin in verse 12.
让我们从第十二节开始。
On the next day, when they had left Bethany, he became hungry. Seeing at a distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to see if perhaps he would find anything on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs.
第二天，他们从伯大尼出来，耶稣饿了，远远地看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去，或者在树上可寻找什么，到了树下竟找不着什么，不过有叶子，因为不是收无花果的时候。
And now go down to verse 19.
接下来让我们移到第十九节。
When evening came, they would go out of the city. As they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots up.
每天晚上耶稣出城去，早晨他们经过那里，看见无花果树连根枯干了。
Being reminded, Peter said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered.
彼得想起耶稣的话，就对他说：“拉比，请看，你所诅咒的无花果树已经枯干了。”
Jesus does this as a symbol of what happens when his people do not produce fruit.
耶稣在这里用的这个比喻就是说，他的信徒如果不结果实的后果会是怎样。
Notice that the fig tree has withered not from the top, but from the roots.
那我们看到这棵无花果树，它并不是从枝子开始枯干，而是从它的根部开始枯干。
God is the root. He is the one who provides for his people.
神是我们的根，他给我们提供的。
And if God cuts himself off from his people, they wither and die.
那神如果离开我们，那我们就会枯干。
And now that passage surrounds the cleansing of the temple.
这一段话也就是在指我们要如何来清理我们的圣殿。
So let's go back to chapter 11, verse 15.
如果让我们回到11章的15到18。
Then Jesus came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves, and he would not permit anyone to carry merchandise through the temple.
他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入圣殿，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，也不许拿着器具从店里经过。
And he began to teach and say to them, Is it not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a robber's den.
便教训他们说，经上不是记着说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？你们倒是把它变成贼窝了。
God's intention was for his house to be a place where people from all the nations could come and seek him.
神的原先的计划是把他的圣殿作为万国都能进来祷告的地方。
But the temple leaders had ceased to be obedient to God.
但是殿的这些文士长主事他却没有这样做。
They had taken an opportunity to turn the court of the Gentiles into a market.
他们把外邦人的院变成了一个做生意的地方。
God's presence was not dwelling in his temple.
在这样的殿中，神并不在那里存在。
And as a result, those who came to the temple were not finding the Lord.
在那里来寻求神的人，他们并没有找到。
And this made Jesus very angry.
这就是主耶稣非常的生气。
And he cleanses the temple by driving out those who were buying and selling.
他清理圣殿，把这些做买卖的人全部赶了出去。
God intends for his people to be a temple.
神希望我们每个人都能作为一个圣殿。
And we are to be a place where people can come and seek the Lord.
让我们每个人都能成为人到我们跟前来寻求神的地方。
I want you to notice there are two reactions to not having fruit.
让我们能够看到如果我们没有果实将会有两个反应。
One reaction was to cleanse the temple.
一个反应是我们应该要清理我们的殿。
And the other reaction was to curse the fig tree.
另外一个反应就是要诅咒这个无花果。
Something that is cleansed has an opportunity to produce fruit again.
当我们清理我们的圣殿的时候，当我们清理我们的殿的时候，我们就有机会重新结果。
But that which is cursed dries up and dies. What is cursed dries up and dies.
但是被诅咒的就只会枯萎死亡。
So we're going to see a similar teaching from Jesus that he gives a few days after this.
所以我们也看到耶稣在那几天之后在那里的相同的一种教训。
This is in John chapter 15.
这个是在约翰福音的
beginning in verse 1.
15章一节这里。
Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
耶稣说道，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit.
凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
In the Greek, the word for clean and the word for prune are the same word.
那么在希腊语里面，干净、洁净、修理都是同一个字。
Jesus is saying that they've already been pruned.
也就是说，耶稣在这里指你们都已经被修理过了。
Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me.
你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
So, do many of you garden?
你们有多少人是喜欢园艺的？
Do you grow tomatoes?
你们有没有种过西红柿？
If you want to produce a lot of good tomatoes, you have to prune the vines.
如果你们想要让西红柿多结果子，你们就需要修理它的枝子。
This is because the tomato plant has to make a choice.
因为西红柿这个西红柿它必须要做出一个决定。
It can pour nutrients into growing the vine or into growing fruit.
他们可以选择去长更多的枝子，或者呢是结果。
And the same is true of believers.
对于我们真实的信徒来说也是这样。
We can take what God gives us and we can increase ourselves or we can produce fruit for God.
我们可以把神祝福我们的用在我们自己身上，让我们能够更加多的结果。
This is why if you produce fruit for God, he will prune you.
如果你为神结果，他就会来修理枝子。
He will humble you and cut off things from your life that keep you, that start you focusing on yourself.
他会把你生命中让你分心的事物给减去。
But if you produce no fruit,
但是如果你什么果子都不结，
God will not just prune you, he will cut you off entirely.
神不单会修理你，他也会把你减除。
That is the image that Jesus gives.
那这就是耶稣一开始说的。
And the vine that is the branch that is disconnected from the vine dries up and dies.
枝子从树上被剪除了，那它就会死亡。
And we see this throughout Christian history.
那我们在基督徒的历史上都能看到这一点。
In what today is Turkey, the nation of Turkey.
那在今天的土耳其的领土上。
Was once the center of Christianity.
在那里曾经是基督徒的中心。
But now the churches there are museums.
但是现在呢，那里的教堂、教会都已经成为了博物馆。
And the nation is Islamic.
那么那个国家都已经在灭亡。
Or consider Great Britain.
I'm sorry.
England.
那我们再来看一看我们的。英国
Many of the churches there have been turned into discotheques and bars.
在那里很多教堂都被变成了酒吧舞厅。
England once was the great missionary sending nation of the world.
英国曾经是宣教士出发的中心。
And now other nations send missionaries to England.
现在呢是其他的国家派遣宣教士去英国。
The church must produce fruit or it becomes disconnected.
教会必须要结果，不然教会也与神离开了。
So either produce fruit and be pruned, or do not produce fruit and find yourself withering.
所以一面是你能够结果，然后被神修剪；另一面你一点果子都不结，已被神剪除。
In a parallel passage to Mark 11,
与相同的与马可福音十一章这里相似的一段经文。
Jesus says that the kingdom of God will be taken away from the Jewish people and given to a people producing the fruit of it.
耶稣说神的国度会从会从你们这些人手中 被拿去，去给属神的人。
Those are people that God has gathered from all the nations of the world.
那些人是神从各国招来的。
And we are those people.
我们就是那从万国来的人。
Once we were not a people, but now we are God's people.
我们曾经不是属神的人，现在我们是属于他的。
We had not received God's mercy, but now we have received mercy.
我们曾经没有他的怜悯，但是现在我们有他的怜悯。
And we are the temple of the living God.
我们就是神活在这世上的殿。
And we should fear God and produce fruit for his kingdom.
我们应该要敬畏神，为了他来结果子。
Many times people try to produce justice and righteousness and peace apart from God.
很多时候我们都想要在神以外寻求我们的公义、公正和平安。
And what we find is the more utopian people's ambitions are, the more terror they bring upon the world.
我们往往寻找的却是更多的恐惧、恐怖。
Because any kingdom built without God brings man down into destruction.
任何王国如果不是依靠神建立的，只会为人类带来destruction， 带来毁坏。
And so let's look at how do we produce fruit for God's kingdom.
那我们就来看一看我们如何为神的国来结果。
You read a moment ago, Mark chapter 12, verses 1 through 11.
那我们刚刚念的马可福音十二章一到十一节。
And in that parable, the owner of the vineyard sends men to gather fruit.
在那个比喻里面，那个园主他找人去去寻求果子。
But those who work at the vineyard beat them and kill some.
但是在园里的工人，他们却把他派遣来的人打了，或者是杀了。
These are the prophets whom God sent to his people so that they would honor him with what their blessings.
那这些就是先知，也就是神派来的先知。
And last of all, he sends his son.
在最后的时候，他送来了他的爱子。
And this is Jesus, whom they will kill and throw out of the vineyard.
那这就是耶稣，他们把他杀了。
And so they have fruit, but they refuse to turn it over to God.
他们是有果子，但是他们不愿意把这果子献给神。
So how do we produce fruit for God's kingdom?
那我们如何为神的国来结果呢？
I want to say, first of all, that fruit for God's kingdom must start with something that is from God.
那我想说的是神我们要结的果子首先需要来自神。
Look at John chapter 7.
如果我们来看一下约翰福音的第七章。
And verse 16. John 7 verse 16.
第十六节。
Give you a moment. So Jesus answered them and said, My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me.
耶稣说我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。
If anyone is willing to do his will, he will know of the teaching whether it is of God or whether I speak from myself.
人若立志遵行，遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神。
If anyone is willing to do his will, oh, sorry, I already read that. Verse 18, he who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who is seeking the glory of the one who sent him, he is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
第十八节，人凭着自己说，是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差来者的荣耀。这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
Jesus always brought glory to the Father.
神一直把荣耀归于主耶稣一直把荣耀归于神。
And he did that by only speaking what the Father gave him to speak.
他只说神愿要他说的话。
If Jesus had come up with his own message, he would have received the glory for it.
耶稣如果是说自己的话，那他自己得荣耀。
And the same is true for you and I.
对你对我也是如此。
God gives us what we are to speak.
神给了我们应当要说的话。
He gives us the ministries that we have.
他给了我们ministry, 方法。
And by using what God gives us, we bring glory to him.
当我们说了神让我们说的话，我们就把这荣耀归于了神。
Or consider the way Peter said it in 1 Peter, chapter 4.
同样的，在彼得前书第四章。
1 Peter 4:11 says this. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God.
First
Peter chapter 4, verse 11. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies.
若有服侍人的，要按照神所赐的力量服侍。
So that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
To whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。
We produce the fruit of God's kingdom by first spreading obedience to God.
我们遵行，我们在神的国里，结果第一就是我们要遵行他。
As we live lives in submission to God, we train others to do the same.
我们当我们顺服神的时候，我们也会劝导其他人，他人也相和我们行相同的。
And as we are followers of Christ, the Spirit of God indwells us.
当我们顺服神的时候，那他的灵就与我们同住。
And as his people indwelled by his Spirit fill the earth, his presence fills the earth.
那当我们这些有圣灵同住的人充满这个地，充满世界的时候，那神也就与我们同在。
And we become a place for others to come and seek to know the Lord.
我们也就成为了其他人来寻求神的地方。
Until the knowledge of God covers the earth as waters cover the sea.
直到认识神的人充满这地面，就如水充满了海洋一样。
But in doing this, we cannot begin with ourselves.
但是这样做并不能只是从我们自己开始。
Our words and our actions start with God.
我们的行为，我们的行事为人都要从神开始。
And God has given us a powerful weapon to use.
那神也给了。神也给了我们一个非常有力的武器来行。
Go back to Mark chapter 11.
让我们回到马可福音的第十一章。
Mark chapter 11, and we'll begin in verse 22.
让我们回到马可福音十一章第二十二节。
This is right after the Peter notices the tree has withered from the roots.
啊，这是就在彼得看到了那棵无花果树被枯干了。
And Jesus answered, saying to them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him."
耶稣回答说，你们当信服神，我实在告诉你们，无论何人劝对这座山说，你挪开子弟投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you.
所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告所祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
God has given us this promise in prayer to open up heaven and bring the things of heaven to earth.
神像我们这样应许过，只要我们祈求，那这个天国就是为我们敞开的，他天国就会来到这世上。
And this is how we will begin producing fruit for his kingdom.
这也就是我们如何为他来结实圣城里的果子。
I want to give you an example from the life of Peter.
我也想给你们一个真实的一个例子。
We're going to go back to Matthew chapter 16, verse 15.
让我们回到马太福音 chapter 16.
Chapter 16, Matthew 16, verse 15.
让我们回到马太福音十六章第十一节。
Jesus is questioning his disciples about who he is.
耶稣在这里回应他的门徒怀疑他是谁，疑问他是谁。
He has not told his disciples that he is the Messiah.
他还没有告诉他的门徒说他就是那位弥赛亚。
Because he's waiting for them to hear from heaven to learn this.
他在等待他们是从天国那里得到这个信息。
Matthew 16:15, verse 15 says this, Jesus said to them, but who do you say that I am?
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona,because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Peter hears from heaven.
彼得在这里，他是从天上得到了指示。
And he recognizes who Jesus is.
他认识到了神，耶稣是谁。
And upon that revelation, Jesus announces that Peter is blessed.
在启示录里面，耶稣也说到，彼得是你是被，那神。耶稣在这里也说到西门巴约拿，你是有福的。
Peter's name means rock.
彼得的名字的原文的意思就是磐石。
So when he says in verse 18, and I say to you that you are Peter, he's saying you are a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church.
所以在十八节这里，耶稣说到：“你是磐石，我要把我的教会建造在磐石上。”
But the second word for rock is a different word from Peter's name.
第二个这个磐石的字与彼得的这个名字是不同的。
The second word for rock has the idea of bedrock.
第二个这个磐石这里就是指一块巨大的石头。
So Peter is one stone, and Jesus is talking about a bedrock on which he will build his church.
那彼得他本身是一块石头，那耶稣在这里指的是一块巨大的磐石，在这磐石上他要建立他的教会。
So Jesus is the cornerstone of the church.
耶稣就是在那块房角石。
And Peter also is a part of the foundation.
彼得也是那 也是那其中的一块。
And verse 19 says this, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
在第19节, 耶稣继续说道, 我要把天国的钥匙给你, 凡你在地上所捆的, 在天上也要捆绑, 凡你在地上所释放的, 在天上也要释放。
I don't know if you have these in Chinese, but in English, we have a lot of jokes about Peter standing at the gates of heaven.
我不知道你们在中文里面有没有, 但是在英语里面我们有产生了很多笑话。
And he determines who gets in and who does not.
那些笑话是关于彼得站在天国的门口, 他决定谁能进谁能出。
These are not at all biblical.
这些并不是来自圣经。
When Jesus gave Peter the keys of the kingdom, it was not to get people out of earth into heaven.
在这里耶稣要给彼得那个权柄的钥匙, 并不是让他, 掌管世上谁可以进谁可以出。谁可以进入天国。
The keys of the kingdom was to open up heaven so heaven would come on earth.
这把钥匙是把天国之门打开, 那天国就能来到世上。
And Peter uses his keys well.
彼得也非常很好地运用了他的这把钥匙。
It was Peter who led a prayer group for a week before Pentecost.
这也是彼得在那里带领, 一群他的门徒在那里祷告。
And in response to their prayer, God sends the Spirit down at Pentecost.
也是在那祷告期间, 神响应了, 把他的圣灵降下来。
Peter stands up to preach, and as he preaches, 3,000 people come to Christ.
在那个时候, 彼得站起来布道, 在他们的布道, 13,000人信主。
They are baptized and receive the Spirit. But all 3,000 of these people were Jews.
那这3,000人都是犹太人。
A time later, a man named Philip went out to preach in Samaria.
在不久的日子之后, 菲利他也就外出, 讲道。
Samaritans were half Jews.
那他是给撒玛利亚人讲, 撒玛利亚是只有一半的, 的犹太血统。
They were Jewish people who had intermarried with people from other nations.
撒玛利亚人是, 一半的犹太血统与其他的血, 其他国的人通婚, 产生的。
And though they did not follow all of the law, they still were looking for the coming of the Messiah.
他们并不完全遵循律法, 但是他们也寻求那位将要来的, 救世主。
As Philip is preaching to them, many of them decide to become followers of Jesus.
那当腓力壮他们布道的时候, 很多人他们就决志信主, 来跟随耶稣。
But none of them received the Spirit.
但是他们之间的那些人并没有受到, 接受到圣灵。
So the church calls for Peter and John to go and pray for them.
所以教会就让彼得和约翰去为他们祷告。
And as they pray, the Samaritans receive the Spirit.
那当彼得和约翰他们祷告的时候, 那些撒玛利亚人就受到了圣灵。
So now Peter has used his keys to open up heaven, first for the Jews and then for the Samaritans.
那彼得就是非常好地用了他的那把钥匙, 先为, 先为犹太人打开了那扇门, 也为撒玛利亚人打开了天国的门。
And then Peter is praying in his home one day.
某天, 彼得也在他自己的家里祷告。
And God gives Peter a vision of a sheet being lowered down from heaven.
神给他了一个异象, 他看到了一头羊被从天上降下来。
And the sheet is full of animals that the Jews considered unclean.
Oh, sheet. 那张毯子上有许多在犹太人看为是不洁净之物。
And God tells him to kill and eat.
神对彼得说, 杀掉, 吃掉。
And Peter says, no, Lord.
彼得他说不行啊。
But God makes it clear that Peter is not to call anything unclean whom God calls clean.
那但是神对他有明确指示, 彼得不需要把神洁净之物叫做不洁净的。
Just then, messengers from a Gentile man arrive at Peter's house.
就在这时有一位外邦人来到了彼得的家里。
And Peter goes with them and preaches the gospel to this Gentile man and his family.
那彼得就随着这位外邦人来到他家里，并且给外邦人传了福音。
These Gentiles, us Gentiles,
那我们就像这些外邦人
first received the Spirit at that time.
也就是在那个时候第一次接受到了圣灵。
And Peter has used his keys to open up the kingdom of heaven, first for the Jews, and then for the Samaritans, and then for the Gentiles.
因此彼得运用了那把钥匙，首先给犹太人打开了天国之门，接下来给撒玛利亚人，最后给我们这些外邦人。
And the keys are not only for Peter.
这把钥匙也不只是单单给彼得。
God has given to his people through prayer the ability to open up heaven and bring it down to earth.
通过我们的祷告，神给我们这样的权柄，我们都能为，我们都能打开这天国之门。
And we are to be producing fruit of the kingdom by spreading God's kingdom throughout the earth.
我们在地上宣，我们在地上传播这主的信息，也就是为其他人打开了这天国之门。
And I want you to know Jesus will return.
而且我希望大家都能注意到，耶稣会再来。
And he will be looking to see what fruit we have produced.
他会来寻求，他会来看，查看我们是结了怎样的果子。
But even now, he is with us.
就算同时现在他也与我们同在。
Because if you are a follower of Jesus and submit to his teaching,
如果你是耶稣的追随者，你是顺服于他的教导。
The presence of God dwells in you.
那神就住在你的里面。
And the peace of God is also in you.
神的平安也在你的里面。
Because you know the Lord.
因为你认识主。
You are an outpost of God's kingdom on this earth.
你就是那神在这地上的。
And we together are an outpost of God's kingdom upon this earth.
我们在一起都是神在这地上的瞭望所。
On this day, Jesus entered into Jerusalem on a donkey.
因此耶稣在这一日在驴驹上骑着驴驹进入了耶路撒冷。
But he also knew that by the end of the week, he would be the stone which the builders rejected.
同时他也知道在那星期之后，他也就是为那块给匠人弃掉的石头。
And because the builders rejected it, they lost the kingdom.
匠人遗弃了那块石头，所以这些匠人们也就失去了天国。
But we are the beneficiaries.
但是我们是受益的人。
For we are God's temple.
因为我们就是神的殿。
Each one of you who is a follower of Christ is a stone in the temple of God.
你们每一个人都是主的追随者，你们每一个人都是那神中的一块石头。
And God's presence dwells in his temple.
那神在这个殿中就与我们同在。
But we need to fear God.
我们应该要敬畏神。
Because if we don't produce any fruit, we see what has happened to those who did not do that in the past.
如果我们不结果子的话，我们也看到不结果实的后果是怎么样。
But if we produce fruit for God's kingdom, he will prune us.
如果我们为神的国结果子，那神也会把我们修理。
There will be difficulties that humble us.
会有对我们来说会有困难的地方，让我们能够谦卑。
But these will come so that we produce even more fruit for his kingdom.
这会让我们能够为天国结更多的果实。
So as we go through this week, this holy week, I want you to think about how can I produce fruit for the kingdom of God.
因此在我们接下来这一星期里面，我希望大家都能思考我们怎么为这天国结更多的果实。
How can we be a place where the nations can come and find a place of prayer?
我们怎么能成为那万国到我们这里来祷告寻求的地方？
How can we be a people who others can come to when they seek the Lord?
我们怎么能成为其他人寻求神的时候
If we do that, God will be pleased with us as his people.
如果我们这样行的话, 那神就会喜悦我们。
Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们来做最后祷告。
Father,
天父啊,
we thank you that your presence dwells with us.
我们真是感谢你, 你与我们同住。
We ask, Lord, that you would prune us as your people.
我们求你来修理我们。
So that we produce even more fruit for your kingdom.
因此我们能够为你的天国能够结更多的果实。
We thank you that you have sent us Jesus.
我们感谢你, 送来了耶稣基督。
We thank you that he came riding on a donkey as the King of Peace.
我们感谢你他骑着驴驹来带来了平安。
We thank you that he will come again riding on a white horse to bring justice.
我们也感谢你他会骑着白马再次来到,来带来公正公义。
And we know that at that time, the wicked will be cut off.
我们知道在那时候, 不结果子的就会被剪除。
And the righteous will enter into your kingdom.
公义会来到你的天国里。
We thank you, Lord, because we know that we stand in your grace.
我们感谢你, 我们知道我们在你的恩典中。
And we say, come, Lord Jesus. And we say, come, Lord Jesus.
我们说来啊。 请主啊，请来吧。
Amen.
Amen.